Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. When Lisa Lanier was on, I sent her that photograph of myself that was from about 12 years ago.
Do you dare allow Biggie to post that on social media, or is it you want to turn off the comments for something like that?
I don't know. It's going to be
pretty unflattering.
Bad. Yeah, I don't even know.
It's poorly lit.
I mean,
poor angle and poor subject.
Honestly, I wish it was lit worse.
There's too much of you visible.
Too much of me visible.
And, you know, I know that we pick on each other here, but really, there's no other reason to post that than just to get mean comments.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Why it do offers I want to absolutely nothing going into Father's Day weekend.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Why would I want that?
Well, you know, if you were an influencer or a thirst trap or an ordinary mm-hmm. social media user, what you would do was post a picture of yourself today.
Yeah.
But the problem is you're wearing the same shirt.
Correct.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you look like, you know, you've been stricken with cancer.
Yeah.
Or that thinner disease in the Stephen King book.
What a great... Well, I begged for that back then.
Oh, God, yeah.
Please, touch me thinner.
You want that, don't you? You want to be touched thinner, don't you? That's great.
I want to accidentally almost kill an old woman who then is like, you'll regret this, that's thinner. Right. Ooh, what a curse. Oh, see my penis. What a curse.
You need that.
Yeah.
But he keeps wasting away, right?
That's the problem. Yeah.
He doesn't stop.
It gets to the point of no return.
Well, I'd have plenty of time.
Well, you would.
I curse you thinner. You only have days. Oh, that's what you think.
Biggie's not randomly running down old ladies in case they're witches, right?
You should just run them down and think. Yeah, this old witch.
Can you curse me?
Yeah.
Would you mind? You get the thing with the finger?
Yeah, she stroked his cheek and said thinner, and then he started wasting away. First, he was really excited about it, you know, and he was like, I don't know how I'm losing weight. I feel great, you know, and then he got to the point where he was just skin and bones.
Did she just say the one word? I've not seen the whole picture.
Yeah, I read the book long ago.
Did it resonate with him or he didn't understand?
He thought she was crazy. He ran her down in the streets and she was an old, I mean, maybe, I don't even know if this term is usable, but she's an old gypsy woman, they called her in the book.
Got a touch of the power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got some of the power and rubbed his face and said one word, thinner. And within a few days, he had lost 4 or 5 pounds. He's like, oh, okay, maybe the new diet's working. It's heavily overweight. And then he got, you know, over some time, he started just losing weight. It was falling off of
it. I know they made a movie out of the thinner.
They did.
Did the same actor, like, put on the quote-unquote fat suit? And how did they make him thin? CGI, or was he a thin man to begin with?
God, that movie was...
CGI wasn't quite
It was a long time ago.
But I do remember it looking very fake. I saw the movie.
And the heavy and thin?
Both. Yep. He looked really, really fake. First, he was real heavy, and then, you know, you could tell it was a fat suit, and then he got down to where he was just...
They just give him your wardrobe.
Skin and bones. And that's my wardrobe. That's
yeah.
We need the blousiest shirt we've got. I've got it covered.
That's right. I got it.
If I accidentally did almost hit an old gypsy woman and she cursed me with anything, I'd be okay. I'd be like, it can't get much worse.
Right. You would be okay
with curse
that.
You poor. Good luck.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
You're untouchable.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can get to.
What are you going to curse me with?
I curse you bald. Already done.
Done.
Yeah.
I hope your knees quit working. Check.
I curse your workplace. Please.
Check.
Try again, sister.
Every time there's a meeting around here, I assume it's me going.
Well.
I pack a box once a week.
I curse your neighbors. Ugh, they curse me every week.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
It's an Airbnb.
They're horrible.
I live downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows what the weekend shall bring.
You're right. I curse you with medical debt.
Done.
Too late.
I curse you with rough insurance.
Yeah.
Please.
You got it.
Sweetheart.
You've already done it.
That's such... I curse you never to leave home again. That's a gift.
You are a terrible gypsy.
You're an awful gypsy. What? Yeah, you've got to figure out something better to do with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.